Elise Morgan with the finance. You're very good at those puzzles. Perhaps you should run this segment.
I killed it just then.
Did you?
Yeah, got every one, I think.
Well done.
Well, the ones that I heard in amongst us.
If you
talking.
Could be here at 10 to 7 tomorrow, that'd be great. And you could just take us right up to the news. What's happening in finance?
Well, Wall Street's rising and European markets closed higher despite another drop in oil prices. The Dow Jones is 0.6% higher at 17,911. The S&P 500 is a fifth of a percent higher. It's the fourth day of gains after Wall Street capped its biggest three-day rally since 2011 last week. Trade is a little more cautious, though, with US third quarter growth update due tomorrow. It is expected to be broadly positive. Economists are expecting annualised growth to be revised up to 4.3%. Energy stocks are limiting the gains, though, as West Texas crude resumes its sell-off. It's now at $55.50 US a barrel. NYMEX, which is the US one-month contract, is off 3%. Brent crude is down 1.6%. The drop came after Saudi Arabia's powerful oil minister said OPEC would not cut production at any price. So there. Looking across the Atlantic, markets posted strong gains as well. The Euro stocks and the FTSE 100 both up 0.5%. Turning to currencies, the Russian ruble saw a small recovery, rising 6%. On speculation, the government's putting pressure on exporters to sell foreign exchange. The Aussie dollar is at 81.3 US cents, and the local market is set to fall at the beginning of trade. The SPY 200's a fifth of a percent lower.
Thanks, Elise. Elise there with finance and puzzles.